I remember his first visit to the shop. You couldn't fail to notice him, even in a city like London, in which millions are bent on attracting attention. He was quietly remarkable, foreign, expensive somehow, still, even when he moved, his volume turned down permanently. His melancholy muzzle was equine and aristocratic, and his tailored worsteds so ripely English that at first I thought he could only be Prussian. A lot of redundant Deutsche princes dabble in antiques and art in these reaches of Knightsbridge and Chelsea. They often punch above their meagre monetary weight when it comes to tailoring, these fawn thises and fawn thats. He possessed billions, more money than anyone can surely spend, let alone need, in a lifetime. He dressed the part too, but you had to look closely to notice it. His money did not shout.